Morning, boys. I might just hold you up there. I still don't know half the stuff about these things. All right.
I think that's the beauty of cyclones. It's hard to, I guess, even know how these things work because it seems to change from time to time when we get these cyclones across the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, like everything, no cyclone is 100% identical to any other one. So there's always some subtle differences in what they can produce on the ground in terms of the type of energy that they produce, what their main hazards are. I mean, we all know that the rainfall, of course, wind and the storm surge. And I think the biggest part of this, boys, it's starting to get better, but the biggest part of this is people don't understand the danger of storm surge. We haven't had a deadly storm surge in Australia for a very, very long time. And people have sort of forgotten about that danger. It's the one danger that no matter how good your structure is, no matter how well built your house is, if that storm surge hits at the right time, in the right tide level, there's no surviving it. There really isn't. And I don't want to be too morbid in the breakfast show, but you've got to be very, very cautious of this. I know there's so many people living in beautiful houses right along the coast that are thinking, bloody cyclone,
I'll be right.
What do we care?
yeah.
She'll be right. Mm. No, you won't be right. Not if a storm surge hits at the right time like right at that high tide level. It comes in so quick. I don't know if you've seen some videos, but there's some beautiful footage. Well, not beautiful, that's the wrong word. There's some horrifying footage of storm surges coming up the coastline. They come up in a matter of a couple of minutes, and they move at about 2 to 4 metres. That's how quickly they come in a couple of minutes. And then, of course, it stays with you for about an hour or two before it starts to move away. So it's just incredible.
Even during, Debbie, the guys at Eaton knew the full force of flooding there too. Hey, here's a question for you. Even before all of that, the Bureau comes out with their predictions for the year, like we'll have 12 cyclones in the season, 3 will cross the coast. How do they predict that?
Through the use of statistical modelling, so what they do is they look at what previous years that have the same types of large-scale conditions, like at the moment we're sort of just bordering on a La Niña. So what they do is they go back through every single year in the past and say, well, years where we've had almost a La Niña, this is what's tended to happen over time. So they'll pick out 20 or 30 years that sort of mimic the sort of year we're having to this year, and they'll say, all right, well, in these years we saw mostly around 10 or 11 cyclones, so we'll go with that, and then we'll give some statistics either side of that point. So that's basically how they do it. It's not really dynamical modelling, so they don't look at the future modelling as such. They look at past results to sort of guide future results.
So why do we get more cyclones in, say, New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania?
Two things. There's lots of really strong wind in the upper levels of the atmosphere that will tear them apart when you go that far south. And there's also not enough warmth in the waters. So we need 26 degree water temperatures. So we need those really nice warm waters if a cyclone's going to have the energy to survive the trip down there. Now, as they say, with waters warming a little bit over the last, 30, 50, 100, 300 years, whatever it is, they are starting to move a little bit further south. And in the Northern Hemisphere, we actually saw a cyclone that moved the furthest northwest we've ever seen a cyclone move, and it hit sort of Oman, which is a country in Africa. They've never been hit that far northwest from a tropical cyclone in the history that we've been studying tropical cyclones. So just some really weird little facts like that are starting to come out in the last 5 to 10 years about cyclones moving a lot further north. We haven't seen them move too far further south in Australia yet. We did see that one last year in WA, just moved a lot further south in WA than it was supposed to, and hit around Geraldton, which was very, very, I think they've only been hit once before. So, we are starting to see them sort of try and meander southwards, but that's why they don't usually get too far south.
There you go.
Okay, look, we've only got 3.5 hours. We know you're passionate about cyclones, so we better wrap it up.
He's good at what he does. Oz Cyclone Chasers, folks, like the page and be a subscriber. And, of course, Anitza will be joining us on the air with all of the cyclone and weather events this wet season. Thanks for joining us for our Get Ready Queensland week, mate. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
All week this week, Dave, we've been talking about Get Ready Queensland Week. It's now is a time to get your gutters into check, I guess. Make sure that you've got everything in, all your ducks lined up, as they say, for the upcoming storm, cyclone, wet season.
Well, one guy that's always got his ducks in a row, that'd be the Mackay Mayor.
Were you about to say Hello. Steve?
No.
It sounded like you were about to say Steve then.
He's settled down.
Okay, Greg Williamson.
I don't know. Morning, guys. Ducks in a row.
Ducks in a row.
Right,
okay. That's the old saying.
Well, you just got to make sure you can count them and have an evacuation plan for them so they don't get blown away in the cyclone.
Well, usually they're on the inside of the house, aren't they? There's three ducks in a row on the wall.
That's right.
That's very 70s of you, Dave. That's very 70s.
Well, we are talking to Greg.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Gee,
thanks, way too
thanks for coming, guys.
Mouth.
See ya.
We grew up around the 70s. So.
Mate, great to see you. It is the time now, though, to get everything in check. We've had some representatives from the SES on the air and talking about insurance and that kind of thing, because our region is prone to getting those cyclones and wet season conditions.
Well, you know, you live in paradise and paradise gets thirsty and it rains here. And obviously we do get some severe weather. That's what happens in the tropics. And it's no need to get actually upset about it or anxious about it. You just need to get prepared. And that's what this week is all about. And there's a big seminar yesterday with the Bureau of Meteorology. They said someone went to sleep in Mackay. So.
I didn't fall asleep. I enjoyed it. It was just long words and stuff. Yeah. But
they could actually hear it. The snoring.
No, it was very informative, though. It was very informative, in depth, too.
They've actually presented to the local disaster management group in recent weeks. And look, they are expecting a bit more intense than usual summer season this year. And so that means that we just need to be prepared. You need to have an evacuation plan for your family. You need to know where your family is going to be all the time. What are you going to do with your pets? You know, if you need any information, you can go to the our website. And I'm encouraging everybody to jump onto our website and actually opt in to our disaster management system. So it's disaster.mackay.qld.gov.au. That'll take you straight to the site. You can opt in, and therefore you get any messages. Anything that we post up on the site, bang, it comes up as a message to you.
That is an awesome thing the Queensland government have done, the state government have done. The dashboards, the disaster dashboards for Mackay Council, Isaac Council, Whitsunday Council, every council around Queensland have got this now.
Yeah,
and
it really is
such a really good tool.
It's updated as it happens.
That's
it
right.
Really is a great piece
and
of information.
And it's local, you know. It's not all controlled out of Brisbane. Yeah. It's local. And so that means that we're looking after our own local interests. But really, it's about getting your family prepared. It's about delivering for your family an evacuation plan. And you can find that on our website. You can download the flood mapping plans. You can download the disaster preparedness plans from our website. It's just a checklist, you know. Have you got enough first aid? Have you got enough water? Blah, blah, blah. What are you going to do with the dogs? What are you going to do with Auntie Mabel? And all of those things that you need to think about, because it really gets, when the chips are down, it really gets hard to make decisions when, you know, it's blowing 120 knots outside and it's torrential rain, and what are you going to do? If you have a plan, it's much easier. And that's what we're encouraging people to do in Get Ready Mackay or Get Ready Queensland Week.
Well, the SES was saying that yesterday as well. Michael Young was saying it's great to have a plan and people have all intentions of doing things around the house, but forget about it because we're so busy, you can't do it in the middle of a cyclone. You can't do it in the middle of a flood, so you have to do it now.
You can't go and remove that piece of corrugated iron in the back that's been flapping for the last 3 years.
It's like our building here at the radio station. Sounds like that. All the details on our website as well, triplem.com.au. Before we let you go, Greg, as well, great chance for people to get out and vaccinate. We saw you on the news the other day about getting some vaccinations in our region up to scratch. I think it's happening at Bunnings this weekend too.
Yeah.
Yes, you can go and get a sausage and a jab this weekend. So
$2 for both.
No, it's free for the jab. I've got to tell you that. Yeah, absolutely free for that jab.
It's a really important thing, and thanks for the effort that you guys put in too, because well, we've done pretty well over the last 7 days. Tremendous. Got to say thanks to Mackay and the region for stepping up. Mm. Had the biggest day ever on Saturday, 1,328, I think, vaccinations on Saturday. If we can keep that up, you know, we will be pretty well placed by the time Queensland and Australia opens up, because that's our threat. You know, if we're not at 20% unvaccinated, or better, by the time Queensland and Australia opens up, we're in a world of pain here, because all our emergency management planning is based around, at the base hospital, a 20% unvaccinated rate. The rest of the world, you know, we don't make this stuff up. The rest of the world, you can have a look at England, the United States, any country in Europe, when they open up, the disease comes to the towns. It just does.
Yeah.
And if you've not got a vaccination rate that you can handle, then you're in trouble. And so we don't want to be there.
No, you can't hide that. You can't fight for that. Thank you, Greg. It's always good to see you, mate. Thanks for joining
us. Good on you, guys.
Getting ready for Queensland, or Get Ready Queensland Week as well. Michael, this is an important part of the year. And for people who live in central Queensland, north Queensland, to get ready, because we just don't know what's going to happen when it comes to weather events, right?
Definitely. Queensland's one of the highest prone disaster zones in Australia. So, and this time of the year, we're moving into the storm season, which is an unknown factor. So we like people to get out there, get prepared, and be ready just in case. So
now, we know some of the stuff that the SES do and help us out when it comes to sandbagging and tarps and everything else. What other stuff can the SES help us with?
Well, the SES can help you with some community education, I guess, so we can actually come around and show you or help you what you need to look at from there. So we help with storm damage, we do traffic control, we do all the storm sandbagging and all those sort of things. So,
right.
But I guess the message is that there's not a lot of SES out there, so we like to have a community resilient people as well.
Mm.
So look after your own house, your neighbours and your friends as well. And we can give some hints and tips on that, so we have some documentation that can help out with that.
So what's a couple of things that we should be doing around the house today? What sort of things?
Basically, keeping your gutters clear.
Yep.
From there, looking at that, especially if you have overhanging, make sure they're not blocked. Drainage, so, is a big thing. So if you've got backyards that have got natural drains, and even council drains, if there's a blockage, report it so they can come and do something about it. So, and then just probably also have a bit of a plan, action plan. So if something does, know your lying areas.
Yeah.
You were talking about the floods before, so I know where those flooded areas are, so you know you've got an escape route. So
and council always have that information available too if you're living in a low-lying area too, so it's worth investigating that now?
Definitely. Each local council has an emergency dashboard, and they update that on a daily basis, so and that's probably a really good point of truth to be able to get some information. So,
I didn't even think about reporting the drains, because remember when I was living in West Mackay before, a few years ago?
Parts of West Mackay, man, it's just crazy.
Right on the corner there, the drains actually had like a forest inside it.
There was
bushes coming through the drain up towards street level. So,
but there's no point reporting that in the middle of a disaster.
No, that's why we try to do that now. So, and council's got a big job. They do a great job out there, but they can't see every little thing. So, so it's that community resilience, being able to negotiate with them and just let them know so they can identify it and do something. So,
and the SES also don't just help out with you know, your floods and cyclones, but also bushfires are important too.
Oh, definitely. They're involved in most operations and that from there. So, fortunately, on Saturday, we had our SES Awards Week. So in the Mackay area, we're able to actually give out 75 medals for the National Emergency Medal from Cyclone Debbie and the fires and some floods and that. So it's really good to recognise them.
Amazing work you guys do for our region.
Those orange jumpsuits, do they get hot?
Very.
Right. I've always wondered that.
They look like, I feel like if I was to wear one of those things, we look like Teletubbies. Yeah. That's
it almost looks like the new Squid Games, those orange jumpsuits.
You're right about that.
We do try and develop our uniforms to make them as cool as possible. But when you look at tropical heat here, so that can
get pretty
really
impossible.
Hot, so, yeah,
look,
yeah,
it's going to be a busy wet season, as we've been told, and storm and cyclone season as well. The SES do a great job. If people want to grab more information of the SES, how do we get in contact?
Basically, you can go online, so just search for SES, or you can go through the 132500 number, and that can give you some information. So from there, one thing I will say out there, if you are wanting to report something, we actually have an app as well now instead of phone. There's a 13500 app
they
can download, and they can actually, if they've got any issues, they can report it through that. Which
that's cool.
We'll put that on our website today so people are aware of that.
Yeah,
As always, thanks for joining us in the studio this morning. I have no doubt we will speak to you a few times over the next few months.
I'm sure we will.
thanks for keeping us up to date, Michael.
Thank you very much.
G'day, how are you?
Good, mate. Good.
Mate, you are North Queensland through and through. First of all, it was the cane trains, you know, making sure you stop at the set of lights. But now you're getting everyone ready for storm season. November 1st, it kicks off, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So I've been an ambassador for Get Ready Queensland since 2019. And, proud Queenslander. So I want to make sure that Queenslanders are safe during our disaster season, which can strike any time. So, very proud to be an ambassador and want to make sure that people out there do prepare for the disaster season. And they know their risk. They know having a household emergency plan and pack an emergency kit. So that way, there's less to do for our SES workers and fire services and things like that, but it's very important that you know your risk where you're living.
Absolutely. And in doing some research with your local council, Mackay Regional Council, Whitsunday Regional Council can help out. I mean, it's important. I think it's important to have somebody who lives in our area that knows about that. You've been in North Queensland for a long time, JT. You've seen those Townsville floods as well. And it can, like you say, it can strike at any time.
Yeah, that's right. I remember being here, and I think it was in Yarsi up at Innisfail, and then, a couple of years ago, we had the floods here through Townsville, which decimated half of the city. So, I had very close friends and loved ones that were affected by the floods, and seeing how stressful and the impact that it left on them personally. So, the more you're prepared, then hopefully the less damage that can happen.
Now, we do have a lot of people that do join us around Mackay and the Wheat Sundays on a regular basis. They live here. They decide to move here for a reason, because it is paradise, but they don't know the risk. So have you got any tips for those people that have just arrived in town?
Yeah, definitely jump on the Get Ready Queensland website. It's about understanding your risk, and you can find that out through your local council as well, because everywhere in the state is different. We had the floods here, and then I think we had the bushfires not long ago as well. So, it's very important to know your risk. So certainly get in touch with your local council and have a look on the Get Ready Queensland website, because it's got a lot of information on there for you as well.
Mate, it's always great to catch up with you. I know you're busy this morning. You're doing a top job in keeping Queensland and getting Queensland ready for the cyclone and storm season. Thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate your time, hey?
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. And don't forget to get on the website and have a look.
Absolutely. Get Ready Queensland. We'll put the details on our website at triplem.com.au.
You should clean the yard so it's done, even though it's not that fun, 'cause we live in paradise. Get ready, Queensland, 'cause it's just before the storm season, yeah, don't ignore all of the advice. That's right, the power might go out. With a Jenny, you can never go wrong.
That's right,
you might be so surprised. Your gutters are clogged up.
Gutters are clogged up.
Gutters are clogged up. Get ready, everyone. Start November 1. Get ready. Don't want to tell you twice.
Gutters are clogged.
Ready, everyone. Starts November 1. Get ready. Don't want to tell you twice. Clean the yard.